Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard to tell the producer's story to influencers. Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, says the Wheat Commission has had a long-standing relationship with dietitians in Oklahoma.
We've been doing a lot of work with the Oklahoma Academy of Registered Dietitians in the state by bringing them on research tours at the research farms at Oklahoma State University and really following everything from drill to mill in that aspect, and then also taking them into the end use quality application process at the Food and Ag Product Center at Oklahoma State University and showing them how millers and bakers make their decisions in large scale industry settings to be able to provide a safe and consistent food supply.
Schulte says they work with the dietitians as well as the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians to talk about the importance of whole grains and proper utilization of wheat in the human diet. Telling the story of Oklahoma wheat at home and around the world. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, many agricultural producers have been impacted by the recent wildfires that we've seen in the Texas and Oklahoma panhandle. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU's Dr. Amy Hagerman about programs for producers impacted by the fires.
Yeah, so if we are talking about, for example, the livestock indemnity program, let's use that kind of as an example, when you turn in your application, and that application is due within 60 days of the end of the calendar year. So you've got a little bit of time to get that in. You need, first of all, records of ownership. So you need to show that you actually owned those cattle. And that could be, you know, some bill of sale of whenever you bought them. It could be even your veterinary records that show that you've been taking care of them and managing them. So you need some sort of proof of ownership. Loan documents are a great example of ownership documentation. Then you're also going to need to document that the cattle have actually died. And so that's the hard part, taking pictures or video. You know, if you've had to have a vet come out and look at some injured cattle and actually have to either put them down or take them to the sale barn, you need documentation of that. And, you know, that's one of the really important things to remember about this LIP program, this livestock indemnity program. It's not just for the cattle that have died as a result of this event. If you have to sell cattle because of injury, then those are also eligible for the LIP program for some portion of that, basically the kind of the difference.
ECP is another program that might be helpful to producers.
Absolutely. So if any kind of damage has been done to your fence lines, for example, the Emergency Conservation Program can be used to restore fence lines. Also, if you have to remove debris from your property, if, you know, for example, you've had a barn that has burned down or a building that's burned down, that you have to actually clear out debris from it, you know, it can be used for that as well. Also, you know, this is one of those programs that you can use if you have to bring in other kinds, like you have to restore some of your land through conservation practices. It can be used for that as well. ECP is also a program that pays up to 75% of the cost for these practices. So it is a cost share program.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Amy Hagerman, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl. The great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to okiecotton.com. Once again, that's okiecotton.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.